SXFM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, Grant.
Good morning.
Jimmy will be rushing in here like a
long shortly. It'll be a yard sale when he comes in here. Yeah. It'll be book bags everywhere.
Yeah, and yeah.
He'll be sweating.
Yesterday, I'm now driving in from my new place.
Yeah.
We moved in on the weekend, and yesterday was the first day that I drove in without picking him up, so he's on his own. Where I'm at work.
Yeah.
Right? He's had to get in by himself numerous times when I'm not around, right? But he came flying in here, like, literally 5-10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, what? You told us for the entire time I've lived in this city, you told me there was no way in hell you could ever make it. I just can't. There's no way. The buses and stupid city and blah, 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 blah. Right? Remember this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a big thing.
And then
I can't get here before 6:30, he'd
say. There's no way.
Yeah.
And then he flies in here, and we're both looking. I'm like, what?
We just turned the mics off for this break.
Did you take an break? Uber? And he's like, no, I found another bus that gets me here earlier. Which just miraculously just...
Today was the first day.
...started happening.
It was the first day they introduced this new bus. It hasn't been there for 6 years, I promise.
There's no way I could have made it in before this. Yeah. I said to Grant when he wasn't in the room, that bus has existed the entire time, probably since the 30s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that bus
is the oldest bus line in the city.
Yeah.
The locker room topic of the day.
Okay, so like I said, we're tying into Kanye West. What's the most expensive mistake you've ever made? Have you guys got something?
I don't know.
Well, think about it.
This is a tough one to... Yeah.
Oh, I have one. I've got...
I mean, everyone's got one. Because we've all made mistakes. Doesn't matter how much it costs you, but
yeah,
at some point, yeah.
So I've got two, and the one that I thought of is just, it's something that just to this day makes me angry. Is the barbecue that we bought a couple years ago? Maybe it was even last year,
mm-hmm.
but there was a sale, and we ran down to the place to buy it.
Yeah,
and not only was it a sale, but it was also the floor, the floor one, the one that they used to on display, because it was the last one.
Last one there, so you got a good deal.
So the manager comes over, and I think it was like a $400 barbecue on for like $269 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager comes over and goes, well, I don't know, or the guy that was helping me was like, I don't know if I can sell you the display one. And I'm like, well, can you ask? Because it was such a good deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes and gets his manager, and the manager comes over and goes, well, we'll sell it to you, but we'll give you a deal on it because it's been out, right? It's not even in the box.
It's been touched.
And so I think I got this stupid barbecue for like $169 or some crazy thing. Like, it was so cheap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
I remember when you bought it, you were pumped.
Yeah. And then I went home and we hooked it up, and it is the worst thing I've ever bought.
Really?
It's like, I regret it every time it doesn't sit properly. You can't roll it.
Mm-hmm.
The top isn't connected. Because when I went to put it together, there was pieces missing.
Well, it was some kid working at the store that probably didn't use all the pieces because he thought it's not actually going to be used. It just needs to stand up.
Yeah, and I didn't have instructions with it, so I don't know what I did. I got zip ties holding the top to the bottom. Like, it's the worst. And when I had that one, I thought of that one, and then I texted my wife, and she sent me another one,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not going to get into because it'll get me on a rant about something. But she brought up the barbecue, too. We're both mad at the barbecue. What's yours?
WFG. I don't need to say more than that. So I got into that
multi-level marketing,
and it was
that's the insurance one.
Yeah,
is that the one you re-signed him up for?
No, that was something that was a different company.
I don't remember.
You nope. sign him up for a seminar?
Like it's no that
they kept calling him.
I think that was a real estate
World
one.
Financial Group, right?
Yeah. Because what it was,
that,
is I got
is that
into
multi-level.
What?
Yeah.
World.
Kind yes. of? Yeah. Because you're trying to sign people.
Kind
up.
Of. It's kind of you have people working underneath you, and you work under someone, and you make money off the people below you, and people above you make money off you.
Oh, that's the that's the essence of a yeah. Yeah. And you didn't do well with that.
How much did you sink into it?
I was in debt for a couple years after I got out of it.
Were you still friends with the person that signed you up?
Oh, I'm friends with people that I worked there with, but not the person that I said.
Not the person that told you you would make a career out of it?
She quit, too, and she hasn't been in it in a billion years either.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say mine would be probably a vehicle purchase. Like, I bought a truck when I was 18 that turned out to be a lemon. Just spent a lot of money on it,
damn,
right?
That just reminded me of my Sunfire. That was a piece of crap.
The locker room topic of the day.
What's the most expensive mistake you've made?
Both Tina and inappropriate Ian said getting married.
So we got both genders represented yeah, here. Sure,
hopefully they yeah. weren't married to each other.
Yeah, not sure about that.
There's regret.
Well, Army Chris too, marriage.
Yeah. The marriage thing is interesting because the cost of that is insane. Like I remember when we got married and we did everything on our own. We had I shouldn't say that. We had a little bit of help from family. I just remember thinking to myself, $10,000+, like what could we have done with that money? And we're not loaded. We're not rich. Like it took us a long time to get that money and pay that money back.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we did it on the cheap this summer.
Yeah.
Cause we were like, why would we spend a ton, put ourselves into crazy debt? And like,
yeah.
what we want is simple. We just want to have fun, friends and family. But like a week later, a mutual friend got married, and it was like a $200,000 wedding.
I know, like I don't like, that I have a hard time wrapping my head. I mean, what that is, they've got money in the family,
yeah,
and the family's dumping money.
It has to be, yeah,
yeah. And now I got daughters, and apparently, if you've got daughters, you're supposed to chew on that nut or something. Like the father of the daughter,
of the bride.
Which, by the way, I'm you. I'm putting an end to that.
Doesn't he
that
make
tradition?
Doesn't he make more money than
the one that's marrying my oldest? Yes, does very well for himself, and we came to a mutual decision on how much I was gonna fork out for next summer's wedding.
The locker room topic of the day.
What's the most expensive mistake you've ever made?
Positive Mike has a couple here. He wrecked their dishwasher. Trying to unclog it, took something apart, apparently didn't put it back together, and it blew up. And then he left the car running one time and fell asleep and blew the motor on the car.
What?
I didn't know you could do that, but apparently he did.
How many days did the car run?
How long was he sleeping?
Like for the 80s?
If it just sits and runs, does that?
He said he blew the engine.
Unless maybe he hasn't. It didn't have any oil. Didn't check the oil.
It must be. Is there something online? I don't know enough about cars, but that just seems odd. Like I know people run their cars outside in the winter for hours.
Hours. It's a hours. Diesel motors that leave them going all night.
Like how long did guys you, like how trucks. Long does a car run on a tank of gas?
He must have had no oil in it or something.
Yeah. That's it. There's levels of dumb there.
The locker room topic of the day.
Most expensive mistake you've ever made.
Rob from Ontario said his most expensive mistake, a DUI. Didn't drive for 3 years and it cost him over $6,000.
Well, we've known a couple of guys that have got snapped for that. And if they need to continue to drive, it's not just the court stuff. It's the the machine you got to blow into.
The blow box.
And then they charge you for that, the installation for that and whatnot as well, right? Like that can be really,
it's a
really
very expensive mistake.
Yeah.
What's Could that? Cost you your job if that's...
What's that movie where she makes him... Was it 40-year-old virgin? The actress is Leslie. He picks her up at a bar.
I think it is,
They get in the bug and she's...
Blow into this. Yeah. I think that was 40-year-old virgin.
Very funny. Not funny. Drinking and driving is not funny. It is not. And I don't feel bad for anybody. And I bet you Rob is just like, I just got to chew on it.
It's a mistake. It was a big mistake.
Yeah. This is going to cost me $5,000-$10,000. I'm going to have to deal with it, right? Yeah.
The locker room topic of the day.
Most expensive mistake you've ever made. We're tying into, what's happening to Ye? Is it Ye or Ye?
Yay.
Kanye.
So he basically lost every deal he had. Adidas just dropped him. He's no longer a billionaire.
His agent dropped him. Basically all these deals that he had.
I brought up the fact that you think he is doesn't care about any of this and is starting a cult. And a couple of people, we ended up getting into the conversation about mental illness and how some forms of mental illness and that kind of genius too, where there's a connection. Cause he's definitely, you're not going to be able to take that away from Kanye.
Yeah.
He's unbelievably brilliant, but there's a fine line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he does
crazy.
I think he does have a bit of a Jesus Christ or God complex.
Oh yeah.
And,
he's starting a cult.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, like that's what that he's brought
legit,
that up.
He's starting, like, he's building this neighborhood for everyone to live in, and he's building his own school, and he's got his own church, and
he might not care about any of this stuff, right?
True.
Who knows? Anyway,
Jerry, the transit driver, he had a couple. He said when he was 18, he co-signed on a loan for a friend, which went wrong. It's a big mistake.
Yeah,
and
don't do that for your kids either.
Another one was he spent $2,500 American on a timeshare
used
it. And it was only good for 5 years.
The timeshares.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people get sucked into those.
Mm-hmm. You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
It was announced yesterday by the government that they're going to drop almost $1 billion on new nuclear power technology.
Mm.
So the conversation around nuclear is it's interesting, right?
Yeah.
And it's also controversial. But I've sort of always been a bit of a nuclear proponent, right?
Yeah, me too.
Because I think this might be the answer to the carbon emissions issue.
Because it's supposed to be cleaner. The only problem is the nuclear waste. And then you've got, like, Chernobyl. People are afraid of that happening. But that's such old technology, right?
Yeah.
So they say that the technology now that they use for nuclear reactors is...
way less waste. Yeah. Much, much safer. Right? Obviously,
just
we're
that people
dealing
hear
with
nuclear...
Yeah.
And they automatically are like, I don't want any part of that.
That's exactly what it is, right? You automatically make that connection between Chernobyl and there was extenuating circumstances behind that nuclear disaster.
And the one in Japan.
Russia. The one in Japan, right? I don't know a lot about that, but that was a tsunami, right?
Mm-hmm.
That caused that.
Flooded it.
And I just think... Because a lot of times my issues with government is everything's punitive, right? Okay, we need to step up. We need to do more to protect the environment, right? But all they're doing is just taxing us for the way we live our lives. That's my opinion on it. So I'm not a proponent of the carbon tax.
So when they're actually doing things now?
Where they're saying, okay, let's actually take some money and put it towards something that might be part of the solution. That's what I was saying.
That's why I wanted to make sure. Because I am very anti-liberal. I'm very... I can't stand Justin Trudeau. I can't even watch him speak on the on TV. So when something does happen that's positive from a level of government, I feel obligated to make sure that I say... And you might not agree with me. Maybe you don't agree with the nuclear thing. But I think that this is definitely a step in the right direction for our energy crisis, if you want to call it that, here in Canada. And not a lot of countries, at least...
That and burning garbage.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to get a burning barrel. We're getting Jimmy one for his birthday in November. Because he's planning on moving.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report. Now, Grant Johnson.
Something remarkable happened this week in the world of sports. Phil the Thrill Kessel has broken the NHL's Ironman record, playing 990 straight games. No injuries, no days off, no sick days to stay home and watch The Price is Right. Even when his kid was born, that night he was still on the ice playing hockey. 990 games, and he has been there for all of them. And you know what makes this so awesome is that Phil Kessel is just like us. He eats hot dogs every day. He drinks blue Powerade because he doesn't like the taste of water. He probably doesn't sharpen his skates very often. He's at Pizza Hut after every game with the team. That's what's so awesome about Kessel being the Iron Man. Some guys in the NHL only eat chicken and rice three times a day. Maybe some chickpeas if they want to treat themselves. After every game, Chris Chelios used to drag his exercise bike into the sauna and ride it for 2 to 3 hours in the sauna. You've got guys sacrificing goats and sleeping in hyperbaric chambers just trying to stay healthy. And then there's Phil Kessel eating hot dogs, not drinking water, and throwing in dips before the game. It's awesome. Honorable mentions, by the way, to the old Ironman record holder, Keith Yandel, who used to eat ice cream before every game.
Awesome.
And Alexander Ovechkin, who, this is a true story, has a water bottle full of Pepsi on the bench. So, kids, if you're looking for a role model, I think you know who to pick. The Grant Report is brought to you by the Jedi Jimmy Podcast, your weekly breakdown of everything Star Trek, now available in English, Japanese, and Klingon. Downloaded anywhere you get your podcast.
Or in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Couple new merch things to tell you about. We kind of got a bit of a theme lately anyway, where everything is sort of alcohol related. Well, a lot of stuff is alcohol related. And somebody suggested to me a couple of days ago that we should start a line, a locker room line called Alcoholique. A clothing buy line by the locker room.
See, yeah, we do have legitimate t-shirts and everything for sale, and there's a couple new ones.
Yeah, so I swear to drunk, I'm not God, is the latest one. Maybe it's the beer talking, but I really like beer. Christmas is coming.
Well, yeah, and there's so many different things up there. Tabor Tugger, and Welcome to Edmonton, Sorry About Your Catalytic Converter, Giant Peter merchandise.
I'm against warning labels.
All the shuntware can want.
But also, like other drinkers, I'm not sick, I'm hungover.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a drinker, not a thinker. Ones.
Actually, I should probably put together a category on the page, because we have categories.
Right? Yeah, maybe there's like a shuntware category.
Yeah. I Survived the Rapture is pretty funny, too. If you want to go to our page, just go to any of our social media profiles, click the link, TLR Merch, and I'll take you to the page where all this stuff is for sale. Or another quick way of doing it, just get Jimmy to text you the link, 780-989-0957.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Hello.
We're saying nuclear wrong?
You're saying nuclear wrong, just you.
Say nuclear.
It's nuclear, not nuclear.
Nuclear. I'm saying nuclear.
No, you're saying nuclear, not nuclear. It's like when you say cereal.
Nuclear.
You say surreal.
Am I saying nuclear?
Nuclear.
Nuclear. Nuclear. Now I don't know how to say it anymore.
Nuclear.
You guys screwed me up.
Nuclear.
See, the cereal one is very obvious.
Cereal,
you say cereal.
Yeah.
That one's clearly wrong.
Nuclear. R.
This one seems very nuanced.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
You should. Yeah. You should be a linguist.
A cunning linguist.
An instructor.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Is he drunk, or am I saying it wrong?
I don't know.
I think you're saying it right.
He's drunk.
And now, the Locker Room presents Star Wars News. Now, your host for Star Wars News, James P. White.
So it was announced yesterday that they are working on a continuation of The Rise of Skywalker, in which they have both a director and a writer working on it right now. So, Shermaine, I'm not going to say the rest, but
we're all good. Butch, we're all good.
Yeah. Did Miss Marvel and Damian Lindelof did Lost as well as Leftovers. So it's supposed to be a continuation of The Rise of Skywalker, but it's not going to be part of the Skywalker. Like, it's not going to be a Skywalker film, so the Skywalkers are gone.
But then he died.
When they said the last Skywalker, The Rise of Skywalker is where Rey said that she was Rey Skywalker at the end of the movie.
Which we had called all along.
But she, never mind.
We should get you to explain everything.
So, did they say they were never going to do another movie with those characters and stuff?
But that's the thing. There's not going to be another. That's what they're saying. But it's not. But in the Skywalker clan, like dealing with the Skywalker family.
But some of those characters might be in it. Like,
so it could include Lando.
Raise your hand if you're confused.
I got it.
But here's the issue I have with it. It was also announced yesterday, something that you guys probably don't know about. It was also announced yesterday that the girl, person who played Rey, was also signed for a secret Star Wars movie yesterday as well. So
they were lying.
So it's not this?
I don't know if it's this. If it's this, then they are continuing the Skywalker saga, but it's just... That's why I'm confused. Like, when you sent me this and I saw
other stuff... You don't sound confused.
You know what? You got to tune in every Thursday when Jimmy does his
drunk podcast.
But you sent me
drunk
this.
Jedi
and
podcast.
And then I...
I don't look at it. It's Star Wars news.
It was trending yesterday all day.
It's your territory, so I just go, hey...
Figure it out.
We're doing this, right? Like,
so
let's get it on here.
So they are doing a spinoff of... The Rise of Skywalker. Okay. So it's not supposed to include the Skywalkers, but...
How's it a
It's a continuation. Sort of...
I shouldn't have.
You can't try to go too deep with this.
What are you doing with the Nando's thing now? Because that series is over, right?
Are you drunk? There's still... we're on episode number 8. There's 12.
Oh, I thought it was over.
I was saying
there's
that
12 more episodes.
Well, you were gone.
Or 12 episodes.
Even I was like, legitimately thought
I was like,
it was over.
I feel like it's been going on for
like
8 months. Yeah.
No, like there's still 4 more episodes after today's. And then Disney also released something else today, but we'll save that for another day.
It's a cartoon.
It's a... are you doing a podcast on the cartoon?
100... Yeah.
Okay. All
that's
right.
Going to be Saturday.
Okay, so you got 2 Jedi Jimmy podcasts coming out this week.
That's a lot of drinking.
No, I'm only doing one that's involving drinking.
You're in the Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
I'm actually thinking... And I don't want to be judged by anybody for this, but I'm actually thinking I might watch the soccer.
The World Cup?
Yeah.
The World Cup is pretty awesome. It's next month.
And it's only every 4 years or something?
Yeah, so it starts November 20th, goes into December. It's normally in the summer, but because Qatar paid a bunch of money to get it to some officials.
Is that a thing?
It's alleged.
Okay.
They moved it to winter for them.
Okay.
Because it's too hot in the summer in Qatar.
Okay.
Or however you say it. I'm probably saying that wrong.
I think...
Well, Qatar.
We should Qatar. Phone. Phone Army Chris.
Army Chris, send us a voice note.
Yeah. So, here's the thing. I've never liked soccer. I never... I never got into it. Mm-hmm. And listen, I understand a lot of people love soccer. Somebody told me that they were in a similar boat, and then they did a trip to Europe, and they went to a soccer game, and they were hooked.
Right, once you experience it, maybe it changes it. I enjoy it. I don't watch it ever, but I like playing it. It's fun to play.
Really? I hated soccer.
Oh, really?
Ugh. I hated it.
When I was a kid, I used to play it all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of little people play it. I remember I only know that because I watched the Little People Big World and they all played it.
I hate it when people like you do that, because I had people talking to me on the bus yesterday on how they knew all about me because they watched that stupid show.
That's pretty accurate.
So Soccer Canada is, they're in an interesting position right now because they're getting thrust into the public eye a little bit more, and they can't really hide
because
they actually
qualified for the World Cup for the first time since the 80s.
And they correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know a lot about it, but I'm following it casually. I think they're kind of like a bit of a small town, and then all of a sudden they got to go to the big city,
mm-hmm.
right? And the Alphonso Davies, and everybody knows about Alphonso because he's an Edmontonian, right? He is an international star, one of the best soccer players in the world. Mm-hmm. He's playing for Team Canada, and there's been a very different approach. And they're being forced to...
Well, not just him either, because remember they had a match in BC that the players refused to play?
Yeah.
Because they weren't getting paid enough.
No, it's a friendly! Isn't it a friendly?
It's a friendly.
We're going to go play a friendly!
So they had that, and then Alphonso Davies basically told him to stop selling his jersey until they gave him more money for it.
So, anyway, they've worked that out. Just so everybody knows, they seem to be jumping through these hurdles. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's like they have to figure it out. They've never had to do this before.
Well, yeah, everything's new to them.
Yeah. Right?
And they got players now that are like, hold on, you're paying us what?
Yeah.
No, we don't want orange slices. We want dollar bills, y'all. So they're, I guess around the world, too, players get paid. Like, they make money playing and representing the country.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So this is a thing. And I am casually interested to see. Whenever we're on an international stage, even if it's some of a sport, like I'll watch
curling.
Like
the Olympics, when everyone was upset at ice dancing.
Yeah.
Remember when the Canadians lost out because the judge was crooked? And
that's kind of where I'm at, right?
Everyone was an expert on ice dancing.
Yeah. Like, I know nothing about soccer, but I'm excited because we're in the World Cup. Yeah. This is kind of
a big deal. When that Bianca was winning whatever tennis.
We were watching tennis in the mornings. We were coming in and turning it on.
We were at a pub, and they were playing it at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think I might be in. So what's our first game? It's Belgium? Or something? We're in tough on our first match, I think.
Their first World Cup match is Belgium, November 23rd.
And they're really good, right? Mm-hmm.
They could win it, I think.
Okay, all right.
By the way, we did get the approval on how we were saying Qatar from Army Chris.
Okay, Qatar is okay. Excellent. The locker room linguist. Army Chris.
On the leading edge of fried chicken innovation, and on a mission to figure out the 11 spices in the Colonel's secret recipe, here's your Chicken News host, Grant Johnson.
Grant Johnson.
So to celebrate the 300th Popeyes location in Canada, feels just like yesterday we were getting our first one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Remember when the first one in Edmonton opened and we were down there lining up? And
it was down here, down by your neck of the woods.
On 17th there.
Yeah.
So there's 300 now in Canada, and to celebrate that, they have introduced, they say, a menu item befitting for the milestone, a 300-piece nugget meal. 300 chicken nuggets.
You're going to need to take some friends.
It's only available for 3 days, so there's only 3 days that you can go and get this. It's only until Friday. So it's on now. You can go now, starting today until Friday. And
that's awesome. What does it cost?
So it will cost you in Alberta, it's $200.
Why do I want to do this?
The 300 piece meal will cost you $200 in BC, Alberta, and Ontario. Manitoba, it's $5-$6 more expensive.
So
you just get the Popeyes.
I think you just get the nuggets. They didn't really say.
Okay.
It just says 300 piece nugget meal.
Meal.
So yeah, maybe that's why I'm asking. And sides.
Yeah. It sounds worth it.
Well, if you're having an office party,
how many people would you need?
How many nuggets could you take down yourself?
So that if it's just the three of us, it's 100 each.
Mm.
That's a little much for me.
But I'm thinking,
like,
if I get a nugget meal at McDonald's, like a 10 piece isn't quite enough. I could go to like a 15.
I could do a 15.
So if this is a challenge, like if we get 300
that's
nuggets,
that's where my head's going.
We're stuff as many as we can in. I bet I could do 50.
I bet, yeah, I could do 52.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking 50 is the number
that's the number.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd have to prep.
So what I think you need to do, Lachlan, because you haven't had a housewarming party at your house yet, so you should buy this and then invite, you know, all the locker room and, you know,
listeners. And yeah. Sounds like a great idea.
Or you could have a block party by Dennis Sanders.
Here. I'll write my wife's number down for you.
I have it, but it's just
the phone?
No, I don't want
to. Give her a call. Let's do that right now. Give her a call. Let's see.
No, I really
She's
don't.
She's just about to leave the house.
I really don't want her to rip my throat out through the phone.
Jimmy has a great idea, honey. It's a Popeye's chicken party at the house. We're not unpacked yet, but we're going to invite listeners over, and Jimmy wants to come spend the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have a look at the basement suite.
I want to record this.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Probably the best news right out of the gate, Spag Milk, is that McDavid is healthy. There's no concerns after taking the post in the back there the other night.
How quiet did Rogers' plays get after that? You know?
Yeah.
I was in Calgary when that thing happened a few years ago, so I had some PTSD just kind of roaring back as soon as I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough to watch someone like McDavid who... Obviously, the impact he has on every game is just it's massive. To see him go down like that, and then to see the team kind of
rally around it.
Yeah, that sparked the boys the other night, right? Like that got him going.
Yeah, it sparked the boys. Like one guy in particular that I would give some love to is Leon Draisaitl. He basically just kind of looked at the situation and said, "All right, boys. Everybody on my back. I got this." And then what he did is just went out and tore things up. So you're 100% right, Locke. They rallied around McDavid going down. Having him come back obviously helps. But the fact that he was pointless in that game against Pittsburgh, and the rest of the team handled the business was excellent. That was a really good sign for me.
They're in St. Louis tonight. Yeah. And do you expect this one to be just as boring as Saturday's game?
Oh, 100%. Like, that was painful.
That might have been the most boring game I've ever watched.
It was awful. And if I'm a Blues fan, I can't believe that that's what they have to watch for 82 games, because I just can't understand that approach. I understand that the trap is effective and they sit back and they clog the neutral zone as soon as they get a lead, and it's very, very boring, but man, is that painful to watch. I'm hoping the Oilers can just get the first goal so that St. Louis can't just sit back in that trap, but
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Well, and the game's going so fast too, because there's no whistles. Like that game Saturday was super fast.
Well, and also it was at 2 o'clock. So how many people even forgot there was a game at 2 o'clock on a Saturday, right? So I'm hoping everybody, Oilers included, are a little bit more ready to go and prepped for tonight's game against St. Louis. And it's also the first road trip of the year. So
6 o'clock start.
The boys have a little, 6 o'clock start. Hopefully the boys have something to rally around.
I want to mention this quickly. I think what we saw the other night in the Penguins game with McDavid going down and the rest of the team, like you could see the concern from the team is you got a team that's gelling. And I just wanted to point that out, because I was very impressed by it. It's obvious that McDavid is becoming a real leader. right? Because we don't see signs of it because he's such a quiet guy. He's not great in the press, right? And so we don't have a really good sense of the type of guy that he is in the locker room. And I think we got a sign that there is, that he is, that's his team, you know, the other night.
Well, even the clips that Sportsnet showed when he came back from that injury where Ryan Nugent-Hopkins goes and checks and he says, are you okay? And then Nugent's taking the draws for him. And then Draisaitl comes and checks. And then Nurse comes and checks. Mm-hmm. Everybody was checking in to see how he was doing. So I 100% buy what you're selling, Locke. I think that there's no doubt this is Connor's team. And it was really nice to see the boys rally around him going down and coming back.
Yeah. What's your favorite depth player right now?
Favorite depth player, you know who I've actually liked so far? He hasn't got a goal yet this season, but I feel like it's coming. As Warren Fogle looks like he's playing with a different level of
patience. What did I say?
Yeah, Locke was talking about how much he likes McLovin.
I am a fan. He has got
McLovin's
a-
is he's great.
He is such a great
game.
He's got
all the tools. Man, against Pittsburgh, he's flying around the ice. He scores a beauty that Derek Ryan assisted in the third period. I've got a ton of time for Ryan McLeod. I think he's going to be a beauty.
Yes.
I don't know where his ceiling is,
yeah,
but man, he's fun to watch develop.
He's got 3 goals already, I believe.
Yeah.
Ryan McLeod does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that Fogle's going to be a guy to watch. He plays with such intensity, and that's the thing that I've really noticed this year. Outside of the poor starts, they got to figure that out. They can't seem to get themselves going in the first period. But the thing that I've noticed is that bottom six, man. When the best looking coach in the NHL throws out one of those lines, they're giving her. Like, they are out there and they're playing their nuts off. Like, it's great to see. Yeah.
Well, when you got Brad Pitt sending you out and giving you messages of encouragement, you go out and do everything you can for him, right? But I agree that having the bottom six that can actually hold their own, like for a long time, Locke, the bottom six was just kind of staying afloat, and having a crew back there that can do more than stay afloat, chip in a little bit of offense, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, the goals are coming. Those guys are just they're busting their asses and they're doing everything we need them to. The goals are going to come, and that's going to be a huge benefit to the Oilers going forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Does Dylan Holloway, he's
back, right?
Back.
He's skating.
He's on the road trip.
He's on the road trip.
Yeah, he's been practicing with the boys. He's on the road trip. I don't know if he's going to play tonight in St. Louis or tomorrow in Chicago, but the plan is for him to play on this road trip. I like that the Oilers are slow playing him because, one, he didn't have the greatest start to the first three games, and then he got blown up by Labushkin last week when we were chatting. So just take it slow with him, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a great hit. And unfortunately, he was a southbound truck against a northbound train on that one.
All right. We'll watch for Frank tonight and his picks. And we got a 6 o'clock start for the Oilers tonight, St. Louis, in St. Louis. Thank you for your time, Bag Milk, from Oilers Nation.
Thanks, boys.
Time now for another four from Jimmy Sheetham on the Locker Room.
We should say this out loud. We missed a very important day yesterday. And when I realized we missed the day, I sent you a quick note and I said, due to the fact that we missed Dwarf Awareness Day,
International Dwarfism Awareness Day, very important.
Is there a poem you want to write? And he's like, I'm on it. So here we are. James P. White.
October 25th was Dwarfism Awareness Day. To teach about little people without delay. There are 200 different types of dwarfism you may not know, but with the help of this day, people's knowledge will grow. Many deal with the condition in different ways. They should not be mocked, but receive praise. A person with dwarfism is not disabled. That way, we are sometimes labeled. As a dwarf, I have a lot of fun. I should not be the only one. Little people are sometimes judged, but my love of life will not budge. If you know a dwarf, shake their hand. As a dwarf, proud I stand.
There we go. There's nice.
Nothing about wrestling in there.
Nothing about wrestling. I like it. Yeah.
The and chosen it's not, career for dwarves.
Army Chris calls it throw a little person day. It's not actually throw a little person day.
I was also kind of chuckling to myself because I think he used without delay in every single poem.
for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
In the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
This is kind of interesting. Eye on the Sky. What is that? Publication? Webpage?
It was a contest. It was done, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A study saying that Edmonton has the second best skyline in Canada. Who's number one?
Toronto. So they basically did it kind of through Instagram with hashtags and which photos got the most likes and everything else.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, Edmonton finished in number two. I think people sleep on the skyline view of Edmonton because...
I'm one of them.
When you come down like Connors Hill or any of those hills and down into the river, when you're going down that hill, the view is quite nice in the downtown. You get to Walterdale Bridge and
yeah,
the big... What's it called? The Castle Hotel thing?
Fort Garry.
No, that's Winnipeg. Hotel McDonald.
Hotel McDonald.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with me?
It's a flashback.
Flashback to Winnipeg.
Winnipeg flashbacks. Wow.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty nice.
You know what? I've said this before, that my introduction to Edmonton, my first memory of Edmonton was Yellowhead.
Yeah.
And that's not very impressive.
That was my first memory of Edmonton.
And I'm like, what is this, right? And I think a lot of people that think about Edmonton think about that because they've passed through. Or they came here because they live in rural Alberta and they go to the mall, mm-hmm. right? And then that's your memory of Edmonton. You don't get to see. So this might surprise people, right?
Yeah.
And I'm St. Albert, so
You're coming the opposite way.
That's where I've been my entire time. I've lived in Edmonton.
You'll start to see it now. You're on the south side of the river.
I was just going to point this out. The other day, I said to the wife, I said, I want to take the dog for a walk. She was back in the house doing some painting.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm going to take, because we haven't been walking the dog as much as we should. Kingston's a pup. He's like a year and a half old, and he's been neglected with this move. So I said, I want to take him for a good walk. She goes, you should go down to Emily Murphy Park.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, where is that? She said, it's on the other side of the road. And she gives me directions. So I've never been on that side of that road. I've gone up that hill, but I've never gone over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get out, go down to Emily Murphy, and we're walking around down there, a nice little park. It's not huge, but there's some
walking. It's a nice place, yeah.
There's nice trails and everything like that. And there's a little cut down to the water. So the dog drags me down there,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's a wildlife thing, and he's like on sniff mode. So I'm like running behind Kingston, almost killed me. We get down to the river, and I'm looking at the city from the river from Emily Murphy Park, and I'm like, I haven't given Edmonton its due.
Right.
It's beautiful.
You see it from that angle, and you're like, wow, it's actually, the river valley is really nice.
Yeah.
And another cool thing about, you know, the river valley area is like, you know, now that I take the bus all the time, like, the thing is, though, is when you're crossing the river.
We're going to make this about you,
eh? No, when you're crossing the river and you're seeing the city that early in the morning with the lights and stuff like that, it is actually really cool. Like, I've traveled the country. I've been to most major cities.
Yeah, you toured the country
with the
little person basketball team.
And it really is a cool skyline, like with the river valley and the way you're looking at the city.
Would be better with a gondola.
Yeah.
You're not wrong, Grant.
I forgot to tell you guys, I rode the funicular for the first time on the weekend.
Get out of here.
Yeah. We had the kids downtown.
The family.
We were downtown and we're like, oh, let's go see if the funicular's running. And it was working.
Didn't you run, come on the funicular with us when we did that?
No, he couldn't make it.
I was out of town.
Oh, yeah, and it was our punishment anyway for something that we did.
Yeah.
You know how many people don't even know what the hell the funicular is?
Yeah.
This is a good point about this eye in the sky thing. We're not giving Edmonton its due, and I'm guilty of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just admitted that. But I've run into people, and I'm like, because I have that funicular shirt, the funicular shirt, and people go, what's that? And I go, the funicular. It takes you down to, it's a 200-foot, 300-foot
elevator.
Takes you into the, what?
And then we walked out, there's like a ledge that goes right over the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had to explain the funicular to people who have lived in Edmonton for years, multiple times, because of that t-shirt. Like, it's, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of times what ends up happening, and I'm guilty of this, we moved into St. Albert,
mm-hmm.
and that was our community, right? We didn't.
Yeah, that's your city. That's your.
We go area. To Edmonton, but once in a blue moon. We weren't. It was very rare to go spend time down in Edmonton. Like, we weren't going for hikes in the River Valley.
We weren't going to coffee shops downtown.
No, yeah. No. So, yeah, there you go. Look at this. A study giving Edmonton props on our
good things about this city.
Yes. Thanks, Jimmy.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. Not the kind of threesome you would wish for, but it's probably going to be the only threesome you'll ever get.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.